T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. And we are talking about coincidences, the things that happen that kind of defy logic. And, you know, I told you about the stupid dream. I'll never forget. I would just, this is like, I told you, I'm going to be dead. And, you know, God can say, hey, before I consign you to an eternal lake of fire because you screwed up 60 years out of eternity, because that makes a lot of sense. I'm going to say, hey, you know that dream I had about the fish jumping out of the tank and the fish was actually jumping out of the tank when I was 80 miles away? What was that about? I need to know the answer. And then God shall laugh at me and say, get thee hence, foul sinner, and into the fire I go. All right. It's kind of like Miami in July, but I can deal. It's 9 minutes after 3 at WBEN, 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. So, let's see. Coincidences that have happened to you. Let's get to the calls here on WBEN. Everybody in order. Thank you for your patience. Here is Chris of Lancaster. Sounds like a Shakespearean title. Yes, we now go to Sir Chris of Lancaster. Chris, you're on WBEN. Hello.
Hey, Tom. Happy Flag Day.
Yes, it is Flag Day.
So here's my story.
I refuse to fly mine.
I'm sorry. My story is I'm a teacher in a local school district, and I was up at the high school the 1 year, and because of some shuffling in the department due to retirements and other things, I had to go down to the middle school and teach seventh grade the next year. And there was a girl that I had the previous year as a freshman in my homeroom, and I had her in class, and we hit it off right off the bat, kind of like kindred spirits, I guess you could say. We got along great. And at the end of the year, she was very sad that I was leaving. I said, you know, it's not a big deal. You can come down and visit. The middle school is right next door. And fast forward to the next school year, it was December, and strangely enough, I had this girl's brother in homeroom. So it's right before Christmas, and I was talking to him, and he mentioned her, and I thought, man, I haven't talked to her in a while. I ought to call my old classroom at the high school and just say hi to her. It was, you know, homeroom in the morning, so the kids are just kind of hanging out after announcements. I ought to call and see how she's doing. So I didn't say anything to the brother. I just went over to the phone by the door and made a call, and nobody answered in that room. I got the new teacher's voicemail, so I just hung up and forgot about it. And 3 days later, the same thing happened. So again, I didn't tell her brother I was going to call. I just finished my conversation with him. I walked over and I called, and she answers the phone. And she was like, hello, mister, and she said my last name. And I was like, Lauren, you know, what are you doing answering the phone? You know you're not supposed to answer, you know, the teacher's phone if she's not in the room. And she said, I know, but I didn't want you to have to call back again.
Oh!
Yeah. And I said, wait, what? What? And she said, yeah, didn't you 2 or 3 days ago you called for me at like the same time in the morning to say hello? And I said, yeah, how do you know that? And she said, I don't know, I just had a feeling. I just knew it was you calling. Now, I hadn't talked to this girl, Tom, since the previous June, and this is now December. And how did she know that was me? I still don't know.
Okay, coincidence factor is very high with this call. Creepy factor is also a little high, I'm not going to lie.
For sure. Definitely very strange. It's something that I always wondered about. So, like, you're going to ask about the fish. That's something I'm going to ask about someday. Like,
okay, but in the society in which we live, do you understand how it could be misconstrued that I called this grade school girl to say hi? No matter how innocuous, no matter how pure and virtuous you might be, That could be one of those news stories we hear about.
Oh, I'm sure. But no, she was a sophomore at the high school. I had gone back down to seventh grade, so I knew her father. I mean, I knew the family. It wasn't.
Oh, okay. All right. I just didn't want to think I was talking to Mary Kate Letourneau here. That's all.
No. It was just so odd. It was like, how did she know? You know, and
that is bizarre. Well, you know, I had this one teacher in high school that I was really, really close to, and I will never forget that. You know, some old student came to see him, and he was very cordial, very polite, and then the girl left. And he said, man, I wish people would stop coming back to see me. I got enough with the students I've got. So many years later, I ran into this teacher, and he said, how come you never come back? I said, because I remember you said you didn't want to see your old students anymore. Well, that didn't apply to you. Well, how did I know?
Nice. Right.
All right, man. Thank you. I appreciate the call. But I'm just going to tell you, are you still teaching?
I am, yeah. And I wanted to mention something to you, too. You actually have a personal connection with me. My father was one of your assistant principals at Kenmore.
Really?
Mr. Smirka, yeah.
Terry, oh my God, yeah. I'm sorry to what happened, you know, I'm sorry he's no longer with us.
Yeah, thank you, yeah.
I very much appreciate the call. Thank you very much.
All right, Tom, have a good one.
All right, but yeah, but seriously, my advice, for what it's worth, is given the way society is now, It's like, I really think that teachers should be wearing body cams like cops. Seriously. Massage therapists, male massage therapists, should be wearing body cams like cops to protect yourself. Seriously. I mean, come on, Pasquale, look at me. How easy, you don't have to look at me, I'm not asking you to smile and wink, I'm just saying, but I mean, come on, tell me that if you're a woman and you're getting a massage from a man, okay, tell me that the man, as the man, you don't feel legally vulnerable.
Yes, absolutely.
I would absolutely have a body cam if I ever did that again.
Well, I made the caller repeat that story to me, too, because I didn't know what direction it was going into, and I kind of felt a little uncomfortable when he was telling me, but I'm glad he cleared it up with you.
I am, too, because for a minute, it kind of had that Rambo Jim feel to it. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. All right, it is 3:15 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Rambo Jim's laughing at that. Don't worry. It's all cool and a gang. All right, your coincidence stories. Yours are better than mine, and I'm starting to resent the audience. But before I get down resent lane, the WBEN 3 p.m. cash summer stimulus word is rewind, R-E-W-I-N-D, rewind. Text it to 72881, 72881. And good luck from News Radio 930 WBEN. Let's go back to the calls. And it is, you know, we should also do a show. Pasquale, we need to do a show on people hooking up at weddings. I'm just saying. Okay, here is Mick in, because it happens constantly. It's one of the constants in life. Make for the best stories, too. Mick in Hamburg, you're on WBEN. Hello.
Yes. Several years ago, I had the pleasure of singing the national anthem for the Buffalo Destroyers, which are no longer with us. It was the India football team. So anyway, I had broken up with a fiance about 10 years earlier and always held a torch for her. And I said to myself, boy, if I could ever run into this lady again, it had been 10 years, I'd really like, how wild would it be? You know, I was dressed up. I nailed the national anthem. I walk off the turf, and who's waiting for me outside the arena but this woman? And I said, what are you doing here? She goes, I don't know. She goes, I was given these tickets this afternoon, and me and my young son, who she introduced me to, just happened to be here. I've seen you on the Jumbotron. I listened to your rendition, and I had to come say hello. And I said, this is wild, because if I ever wanted to run into this woman, I was totally at my best.
Oh, that is awesome. So, okay, in the words of Paul Harvey, I'm dead. No, in the words of Paul Harvey, is there a rest of the story?
Not really. You know, we made our acquaintances. We talked for maybe 10 minutes. And then, you know, I went back up to see my wife and kids up in the stands.
Oh, you forgot that whole part about the wife and the kids. I'm thinking you're some solitary bachelor going home to 18 dogs. Yeah, you didn't mention the fact that you're married to somebody else holding a torch for woman number two.
Well, you know how we all never forget our first love.
Oh, I thought it was going to have a better ending. I'm sorry. I mean, here I am hoping, you know, you went out with her and got divorced, but that's a cool story, because in my experience, and I'd like to hear what other people have to say, if I look my worst, okay, the worse I look, the better looking women are around, okay?
Yeah.
If I look great, it's a sausage fest. If I look like a drowned rat, every woman there is incredibly gorgeous.
Yeah, well, that was my coincidence, and it was wild. It was
okay. If I run up to Wegmans in my ripped sweatpants and a muscle shirt, that's when I run into insert name of beautiful woman here. But if I'm dressed up in a tuxedo, it's suddenly, you know, I'm out with Big Gay Jerry, you know.
Well, those are coincidences too, I guess.
Ah. Or were they? All right, thank you very much. I'm glad you called. All right, don't worry about the Big Gay Jerry reference. He's a friend of mine. He's a regular listener, and he's a riot. And in his dreams. Okay, back to the calls we go. Here is Carm in Lancaster. Carm, I'm doing coincidences today for the first time in like half a decade, so they better be good. Technically, they had better be good. You're on.
Thanks for not talking about COVID today. That's great. Your caller, Chris, it's very unusual. He was a high school friend of my daughter's, and yesterday his name came up. That a person that my daughter knows lives next door to him. And then I hear his name today.
Oh, you've got to be kidding. So this is a coincidence within a coincidence show.
It is. When you said the last name of his, you know, when you said the last name, I'm like, oh my gosh. And his name, I haven't talked to him since probably 2002 or before. My daughter's name is Nicole. If he's listening, he knows her. That's the first thing. The second coincidence.
Wait, time out. Carm, are you single?
No.
Oh, okay, because I'm thinking to myself, I don't know what his status is, but we could make magic on the air right now, but it isn't meant to be.
And my grandson is in the car, so.
Well, it doesn't, I mean, you know, grandma's allowed to have a life, you know?
Sure. No. Happily married.
Okay, all right. My mind was going ahead a little bit. That's the kind of thing you'd read in, like, you know, not the New York Day, the New York Post. Callers to talk show reunite over air, end up marrying, but not today.
Right. Okay, so this is why I called. I have a very unusual name. It's Carmel Ann, CarmelAnne. It's all one name. So I was looking through my fiance's genealogy book that his mother had lovingly prepared, and I said, your grandmother's name is Carmel, and we're born on the same day, March 1st.
Whoa.
So I'm Carmel, last name. She's Carmel, last name. Both born on March 1st.
Oh, and this is going to cause future generations of genealogists in your family a tremendous amount of confusion. They're going to think somebody screwed up.
Yes, and it's not like I have a common name like Susan or Anne. And, you know, I saw that, and that was even part of his brothers and their family. They have a tradition of doing rhymes, poems at weddings, the toast, everything rhymes, and that was even included in the wedding toast. So I said, oh, that's really meant to be.
Wow. That, you know, it, as long as you're going to go down family history row, I have another coincidence that maybe you'll get a kick out of. I'll tell it very, very briefly. My ancestors, many of them, are buried at Forest Lawn in Section 26. My great-great-grandfather, four-year veteran of the Civil War, I literally sat on his headstone and out loud said, "All these other dudes left Civil War diaries. Where is yours?" I get home, and within 24 hours, my brother calls me and says, "Tom, you're never going to believe this. Our great-great-grandfather's Civil War diary is up for auction." He said, "I never Google his name." I did, and I found out his diary was up for auction, so I bought it. Okay, it's kind of cool. That's the same dude whose pin I have from the Union Veteran Legion. I also dug up his body. It's in my living room.
Wow, what a treasure. Well, I know. I you just never know how things are going to turn out. And
life is weird. I mean, I can't explain some of this stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, because, like, you think about the odds against your Carmel and having the same birthday, and I think about the odds of my brother never doing an internet search for anything that isn't porn. And then when he does, it turns out to be our great-great-grandfather, and he had no idea it was at the cemetery, you know, saying, "Dude, where's your diary?" You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just bizarre. All right. Thank you very much.
Have a great day.
All right, I shall. And so that was like a two coincidence in one call with her between the dude who had called in previously. All right, welcome. I don't know what happened. I have a call up. I didn't know that I'd punched her up, but I guess I did. The WBEN Spring Stimulus $1,000 word this hour is rewind, R-E-W-I-N-D, rewind. All right, now here's Cindy on Grand Island, at least to get us started. Cindy, you have a coincidence for us.
Yes, I do. My girlfriend passed away a week ago after a year and a half battle with colon cancer. Before she passed away, we talked about her sending me a sign so that I knew she was okay. And, you know, for the past week, I've been waiting for my sign. And Sunday, I went to church. And after church, I left the church. I gave the minister the peace sign. I said peace. And my girlfriend, Alice, she always would, everything, when she texts me things, she always had the peace sign emoji and the sunglass emoji. We had baseball caps with the peace sign on them. So I was thinking a lot about her and that peace sign, and I said, that's going to be my new theme. That's going to be my new thing in life. I'm going to do the peace sign to everybody. And I left church. I was going to drive home. I decided to go a different way. I was going to stop at McDonald's to get a cup of coffee. And I was at the light waiting to turn left, and in front of me was this white SUV. And on the back bumper was a decal of the peace sign, the two fingers, you know, and peace.
Whoa.
So I said, that's either a really, really extreme circumstance, or that was my sign from my beautiful Alice.
Oh, what a beautiful story, Cindy. I mean, the peace sign is kind of ubiquitous, but given the timing, that's an interesting story.
Yeah.
I thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Speaking of the peace sign, I made a horrible mistake last week. I went to my proctologist and I gave him the peace sign. He thought it was a request, and that really hurt. I'm not going to lie. All right, welcome. It's Bowerly, News Radio 930 WBEN. I thought we'd have some fun today and not talk COVID. Is everybody okay with it? I am done with COVID. I'm through with it. And from what I saw of you degenerate people out on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in Western New York, you are through with it as well. Hallelujah. And this idiocy of 69.9%, we have to get to 70%. In the words of Hillary Clinton, at this point, what difference does it make? And by the way, the whole 70% we can get back to normal is bull. We're still under the thumb of Andrew Cuomo and New York State. I don't know. Has anybody heard about Billy Joel, by the way? I'm still waiting to find out. Is Billy Joel actually happening this summer, or is it going to be 2022? Pasquale, if you could look that up, I'd be grateful, because I have no idea. By the way, by popular demand, I have reposted Mrs. Nerd, my lady. You ought to taste her clam juice. Her clam juice is copious and incredible. When she makes it, she makes a lot. And I put the recipe up for Mrs. Nerd's clam juice on the Bowerly WBEN Facebook page. If you like clams, I triple dog dare you to try it. Okay? It's really good. You will thank me. You will thank her. It's her recipe. Anyway, I just eat them, you know? It's 338 Giggity at News Radio 930 WBEN. Welcome to the program. I'm watching our senile president on TV right now. I must turn my head away. I did not have it in me to fly the flag on Flag Day. Sorry, can't do it. No can do. I don't feel like it's America anymore. But anyway, I'll try to come up with my communist flag from the basement, because I saw somebody posting somewhere that we have been taken over by the Communist Party, this radio station. You know, I told Putin that was going to happen. How did my secret get out? Is it the fact that I look like I could be the great-great-grandson of Vladimir Ilyich Ulyanov, otherwise known as Lenin? Yes, I could pass for him. Shave back the hair, but the eyes and the beard. If ever there was a dream role for me, ironically, it would be that of Lenin. I'm serious. Anyway, hi. Good to have you with us. Hey, we're doing coincidences. Have you had a coincidence happen in your life? I have had a whole bunch happen in my life. Look, I don't know what to make of them. I don't know if there's any spiritual significance to them. I don't know if they're God's way of saying, you know, your life is unfolding pretty much the way it should be unfolding, or if it's just statistically unlikely but real stuff that takes place. And I've told you some of my stories, which I think are pretty good. And you've got your own coincidence stories, because you don't want me talking about COVID today, do you? Come on. How many of you want me to talk COVID today? Because I'm not going to do it. I could get COVID on the air and pass out, and I still wouldn't talk about COVID today. I don't feel like it. I'm just sorry. In the words of the guy from the accountant, Rance, from Road to Perdition, I am in no mood. I want it runny. That was the Tom Hanks movie with Paul Newman. It's really a good movie. I think Tom Hanks is a bit overrated, but he was really good in that movie. He was. But it's like he's the same guy in every movie. It's like Al Pacino. Great actor, but I don't know. Every time I see him, it's like, okay, this is him with a Hispanic accent. This is him with a New York Italian accent. This is him with no accent. It's like, whoa. All right, 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Your coincidences. Okay, I've got open phone lines, and I frankly, you're letting me down. See, you want to see if I mow your lawn, Giggity? All right, here's Mark in Lackawanna on WBEN. Hey, Mark.
Hey, good afternoon, Tom. I think I have a pretty good one for you.
I hope so.
Years ago, my mom and my wife were looking through old photo albums back in the late 50s, early 60s, when my mom was in nursing school. And they're going through whatever, and they talked about it, showed them her roommate, who she did have very good friends. And it turned out that was my wife's mom, who she was estranged from, since she was probably 7 or 8.
Wait, I'm sorry. Run this by me again. I'm not that smart. I have a hard time keeping up with things.
Okay. My wife and my mom were looking through all the photo albums when my mom went, you know, early pictures from when she was young and whatever. She was in nursing school. And her roommate, they were going through it and just talking through whatever. My wife's asking her questions. Oh, this is your roommate. So on and so forth. And one thing led to another. And they found out. My wife found out that was her mom.
Oh, whoa.
Okay. And they were estranged. They divorced her and whatever, so she was out of the area. And my wife didn't see her for years or have any contact at all. And because of that, they end up getting back together. They talk all the time on the phone. So there's one for you. And here's another thing. While I was waiting to get on, previous caller had mentioned the two names, Susan and Ann.
Actually, I believe it was Carmel Ann.
Well, but she said a common name would be Susan and Ann.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? That's my wife's name and my mom's name.
Whoa. Could have been even cooler had it been Barbara Ann. That one?
And I have to ask you something. Have you been hanging around with any Canadians lately?
With who?
I noticed that you said, with some Canadians, I noticed you say process now.
Oh, I intentionally will say process and organization in honor of Darcy Regier, how he used to teach us Canadian. And because we haven't seen many Canadians in Western New York recently. So, yes, I will say process and wait until I start saying controversy instead of controversy.
Yeah, but that story worked out great. Like I said, it brought my mom or my
That's great. Hey, Mark, I have a question for you. Do you ever wonder, because I was thinking about this the other day, do you ever wonder, like, you're married, I presume, or in a relationship?
Married, yes.
Okay, so, well, you may be in a relationship too, none of my business. All right, so here's the deal. Do you ever wonder if you and the woman you eventually married actually crossed paths, like when you were kids and your parents would take you to a mall or a skating rink or an amusement park or something like that?
Well, when that story came out, yeah, I wondered.
Yeah.
Well, like the first thing, did we run in? But the timelines were goofy, different areas. Not actually goofy areas that me and my wife couldn't connect it, but just the time frame was there because it was out of state when my wife was or my mom was doing her nursing. They ended up coming back here, and then they lost contact. But like I said, when I sat down and they told me that, I said, you got to be freaking kidding me. I mean, that's incredible to me.
Wow.
Out that way.
Wow. That is a great story, man. Great story. I appreciate it.
Okay, Tom. Have a nice day.
All right, hang in there, and thank you for picking up on my use of Canadian pronunciation. See, my chiropractor, Dr. Ken Monroe, he was born in Canada, and he knows that I rag on Canadians all the time, but he also knows that my family were some of the earliest pioneers in Montreal. So I am entitled to pick on Canadians because my family bloodline goes back to the very beginning of, well, at least Quebec, if that counts. But, and my great-great-grandmother was actually born in Fort Erie, probably illegitimately at the King Edward Hotel, but, you know, who knows. 803-0930. And yes, my great uncle did win the King's Medal for service to the Canadian Expeditionary Forces during World War I. Thank you. Thank you very much. So, yes, I pick on Canada, but I pick on Canada the way I would pick on my brother. You know, it's the same dynamic. Don't ever take it seriously. All right, let's go to some more calls, shall we? I mean, look, as far as people in Quebec, the early pioneers, you can never trust people who grew up on eels, eating eels. And that is probably why so many people in early French Canada were so short. I mean, I wouldn't eat if, hey, look, breakfast, eel. Hey, time for lunch. What's up? Well, it's an eel sandwich. Dinner? Oh, it's eel on the Barbie. Ugh. But now, believe it or not, eels are in short supply in the waters around Montreal. All right. And I don't really speak French. I mean, the language. Anyway. Paul in Depew. From him, we go to... I have to figure out who's next. Dave in Clarence. I have an issue with that whole telling time thing. Numbers are confusing. You're on WBEN, Dave. Welcome to the program. Coincidences today, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. What bringeth you to my table?
Hi, Tom. Thank you. A couple years ago, my son and I had gone to France and Germany just to get away, a little vacation. And while there, I thought, well, maybe we can chase a little bit of heritage. And I had some documents for my family of where my family was from, and my last name, my great grandfather's from France. So when we were in Strasbourg, 30 miles north of there was the town called Gunstedt, where my great-grandfather was from. So we had gone up there, and it was kind of neat, small village. Saw lots of my last name in the cemetery. And then we went on to Munich. And on the last day, I took a bus tour up to this town called Rothenburg up in the Bavarian Mountains in Germany. And up there, you know, it's a walled city from the 1600s. I'd like to see some of the cemeteries because in Europe they're really stunning and they take such good care of them. And so I went to the cemetery right outside the walled village to take some pictures of the headstones to see what the dates were, if they were truly from the 1600s and things. And they were. And while I'm there, and there's no one else in the cemetery, I see this guy across the cemetery near the exit throwing something in the garbage can. So I wander my way over there to just tell him how beautiful their cemeteries are. And he's weeding the plot at his mother's grave. And I said, you know, your cemeteries here are really beautiful. And he doesn't speak English. And I look up, and my last name is on that headstone.
No!
Yes.
So how did you communicate that?
Well, with my hands and pointing to, you know, my name hitting my chest. And it's in gold leaf, too. Like, I had to see it. It was, I think it was divine intervention, personally. But so I said, my family is from Gunstedt in Alsace. And he tapped his chest and he said, yeah, we're Alsace from Colmar, which is like 30 miles south of Strasbourg. We were about 30 miles north. So I, you know, we couldn't communicate well. I took his picture next to the headstone. I shook his hand. I said, you know, we may probably be related. And I went on my way. It was just, I truly believe it was divine intervention.
Well, here's what I find especially interesting about that story. You may not be aware of this, but at least these days in Germany, when you die, you do not buy a cemetery plot in perpetuity. You basically lease a cemetery plot. And if nobody renews the lease, they presume that no more family cares. They'll resell it.
Oh.
Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, I was looking up my family in Germany, but I think a lot of the documents are somewhere in the Nuremberg trial. but anyway.
We were not from that area. That last name is from the France side in Alsace.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, Alsace-Lorraine, I mean, they changed, like the city of Metz, like M-E-T-Z, sometimes it was French, sometimes it was German.
Right.
It depends on who won the last war.
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah, it was just it was arm chilling.
That would be pretty cool. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Thanks, Tom. Have a great day.
Yeah, you know, you should do one of those DNA tests. I mean, if you don't mind the government having your DNA, I mean, I really don't care, but they're fascinating because some of my family is from a place called Buhl in Baden-Württemberg. And one of the people to whom I'm related genetically, last name is Bueller. So it's like, Bueller? No, it was like, you know, not too hard to figure that out because a lot of times people, the surnames are relatively, you know, the last 500, 600 years or so. So if you were from Buhl, it wouldn't have been uncommon to say, you know, ich heiße Bueller. And that's it. So anyway. Now, family, I tell you, man, family history, I've told you guys, you should all, it's so interesting when you look it up, and it's so messed up. My family history, I mean, just check this out really quickly. My father's side, 2 bona fide swastika-wearing members of Hitler's army. I kid you not. Mother's side, part Jewish. So, looking back through the sands of time, it is entirely possible my father's side of the family was killing my mother's side of the family. Is that weird? I mean, I'm sorry, that's a little messed up, you know? I mean, I don't lose sleep over it, but it's like, damn, that's kind of bizarre. All right, and I'm sure I'm not the only one. I mean, you know, it is what it is. You are not what your relatives were, you know? I don't go around the house goose-stepping. I'm just saying, it's very awkward and uncomfortable. Let's get more awkward, I think, than anything. It tends It does keep the neighbors away for some reason. It's strange. Let's go back to the calls on WBEN. And then I've got my menorah. So it's just, it doesn't even, it's, I like to confuse people, Pasquale. Have you ever, you figured that out, right? Yeah, I really like to confuse people. Okay, here's Anthony in Williamsville. Anthony, boy, I've had some interesting family tree things here today, but coincidences. I need good coincidence stories because it's been like half a decade since I've whipped out this show. And you're slowing it down. Anthony, you're on WBEN. Hello.
Hello.
Anthony, go ahead, please.
Yes, hi, Tom. 1985, I was out on tour with a rock band, and we were fortunate enough to play Milwaukee Summerfest, and that's the largest outdoor music festival in the world. They have seven live stages for 10 straight days in June and July. So on July 6th, we were an opening act for another major act, and we were held over there for a few days. So on Sunday, July 5th, we were invited by Q93 to go to the feature concert that night. It happened to be Kenny Loggins. So we were going through the park, and there's over 100,000 people in the park during each day. And they have these trams. You go on the cable and you could, you know, go through the park and you can see, you know, they're about 50, 60 feet in the air. So I looked way on the other side of the park and I seen this guy with this big head of hair and a purple shorts. I said, that's got to be my friend Bob. And older, a little older than me, and he taught me a ton about recording and sound and engineering. And he worked for Clare Brothers. He was a tour manager. So said to my friend, I said, let's make our way over there. About a half an hour later, we got by the main stage. And sure enough, he was walking through the park, and you know, we greeted each other with hugs and handshakes. And I says, what are you doing here? I says, you haven't been on the road for a couple of years. He goes, well, the tour manager for Kenny Loggins quit last night, so they flew me in at 1 o'clock in the morning to take over the show.
Oh, my goodness.
And I says, oh, that was, you know, it was great. We've seen each other. He says, come back at 5 o'clock. I'll have backstage passes for you. This is an outside venue, about 25,000 people. So we went backstage, and up on stage there was a little set of bleachers, held about 25 people. And it was kind of a coincidence that I had run into him, and I had seen him from so far away. Kind of blew my mind that we hadn't seen each other in a couple, 2 or 3 years.
Well, I got to put you on hold because I need to take a break, but I want to hear the conclusion of this story. I have a backstage pass to any single show I want to see. His name is Booker.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.